Good morning. Today is February 23rd, 2022. Time is 8 o'clock local time. My name is Helena Johnson, and I will be your interlocutor and examiner today. Before we begin, can you tell me your family name and first name, please?
Yes, I'm Smith John.
Can you spell your family name, please?
S-M-I-T-H.
What is your national ID card number?
RW152158.
Thank you. This test consists of four parts. At the beginning of each part, you will receive a set of instructions. This test is recorded for marking and security reasons. Part 1. In this part, we will assess your ability to speak and understand plain, everyday English. You can ask me to repeat any instructions or questions. We will talk about aviation, but we will not be testing your knowledge of procedures or regulations. Do you understand the instructions?
Yes, I do.
All right. Which are the main reasons why you decided to become a pilot?
I decided to become a pilot because I have friends in the field of aviation. Most of them are pilots who fly for big airlines, and I think this job will bring me benefits and will help me challenge myself on a daily basis. They say that no flight is the same, which means that I'll have a job that will offer me the opportunity to encounter and learn new things on a constant basis.
Besides the challenges that come with learning new things every day, are there any other reasons why you decided to take up this job?
Well, yes. As a pilot, I will have a well-paid job, and that will give me the chance to support myself and my family as well.
Do you believe that the training you have received so far, both simulator and flight training, is enough to prepare you for a real-life emergency situation?
Well, my personal opinion is that you can never be fully prepared for this kind of situations. Of course, that proper training helps a lot, and yes, I have received very good training so far. But unfortunately, simulator and flight training cannot cover all emergency situations. Some of these situations occur for the first time, and you have to act quickly and take the best decisions. So I believe that the ways in which you deal with them are also influenced by your personality, and that is something nobody can teach you during a training course.
Thank you. We will now continue with a series of picture descriptions. First, I will give you an aviation-related picture that you will have to describe in full detail. After that, you will have to compare it with a different picture and point out the differences and similarities. Do you understand the instructions?
Yes, I do.
All right. Here is the first picture. You have 30 seconds to look at the picture, and then you may begin.
Can I keep the picture in front of me while I describe it?
Yes, of course.
Well, this is a close-up of an aircraft parked on the apron of an international airport, I believe. I can see the airplane engine and the blades and engine cowling. In the rear, I see a set of aircraft stairs connected to the airplane. Most probably, they are being used for passenger deplaning or emplaning. I can also see a cart or something like that on the right side and several aircraft parked in the background. The pavement markings indicate the parking position on the apron. In the background, I see the control tower and some masts. I cannot tell exactly which part of the day it is. It may be in the morning or in the middle of the day as the sky is covered in clouds. Cloud ceiling is low.
Thank you. Now here is the second picture. You have 30 seconds to look at both pictures and then you have to tell me the differences and similarities between them.
Okay. Okay, so I will start with the similarities. Both pictures are close-ups of aircrafts parked on the apron during the departure or arrival phases. In both pictures, I see the apron markings and stairs attached to the airplanes, as well as some beacons on the ground. I think there are more differences than similarities, as in the second picture, I see many vehicles on the ground used for loading or unloading. An aircraft employee inspecting the operations that are carried out and the jetway that is connected to the aircraft. In the second picture, there are no aircraft parked in the background. I can see the control tower, but there is a light pole that is lit. The time of day is clearly during the night, and at a closer look, I can make out the pilots in the cockpit. Basically, that's all I can say about these two pictures.
Thank you. May I have the pictures back? Thank you. This is the end of part one.
Thank you.